it works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers hang 116 on the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight, 116-85. Wisconsin over the Hawkeyes. The Badgers getting their first Big Ten win of the season. Both teams now 1-2 in conference play. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This might be the easiest Butchie's breakdown you've ever had. Have at it.
Yeah, I think we'll start here. You know, 8 offensive rebounds. They really crashed the glass hard. You know, did a good job of out-rebound.
Yeah, right.
The line. I mean, gave it player of the game was the line. I mean, 21 of 31 from three. I mean, 15 of 17 for the free throw line. Just the way they shot the ball in general. Mm-hmm. And I think overall, 26 assists on 40 made field goals. When you're shooting it like that, like a lot of guys, you know, okay, yeah, I'm going to let it fly. It's one of those nights. Everybody's making everything. We're going to let, you know. But, again, playing for each other and understanding who's hot and getting the ball to the right guy. At no point did I feel like there was a force from anybody. And just the way, again, the way they shot the ball, I don't know if we'll ever see 21 made threes of 31 attempts from this Badger team. I don't think we'll see it again this year, but it was just fun to sit back and watch them play and have fun with it, right?
And you always wonder, we talked about it before the tip, you know, with the long layoff between games. Now, they're very strategic. I mean, these guys weren't born last night. They know how, you know, how to ramp guys back up after 4 days away.
Exactly, for sure.
You know, they had a chance to get home. Even Marcus Silver was able to get back home to Estonia, surprised his family. I mean, Ricardo Greppi has people he knows over in Milwaukee. Otherwise, guys got home, they got away, and then they kind of ramped it back up, but you still don't know how they hadn't been shooting the three very well. Well, they were lights out.
But I think it's so important, though, Matt. I really do. Like, just the mental side of the game to get a break. The times that we didn't get home for Christmas, because I remember being in the dorm room Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm. With the Grinch.
Eating SpaghettiOs, right?
Like, Grinch and bowl,
then, yeah. Yeah, right? Like, and then we had to come back and practice Christmas Day. Mm. It was just, we went down. Like, I think the way that Griggs approaches, and we've seen it the last 2 years, the way that they've come out of those breaks have been pretty good. And I just think, especially nowadays with social media and the way it's gone, players just need a break. Like, there was nobody. You played bad on social media. There's no one going after these guys for close to 19 days.
Yeah.
That's a huge mental break.
It's a nice thing. Now, I guess in fairness to Bo, they were getting, you know, times you guys were playing on the 27th or 28th.
Exactly. Yeah, we had to do that. I get that.
But it's still fun to, you know.
Correct.
Jab
absolutely.
But this is something, I know you're going to talk with Greg about it on his radio show this week. It's just one of those things that, you know, ideally he'd like to have a game between Christmas and New Year, but just the way the schedule was breaking down at a conference, I mean, you can arrange some of these games, but some of these are scheduled for you, the MTEs or the, you know, the made-for-TV kind of games, and he wanted to make sure there was a game ahead of Arizona, didn't want the layoff there, and just thought with the flurry of games, and they know it's going to be busy coming up, very busy, so, okay, let's just do this now, and it obviously worked very well.
I also think it might be something you see more of. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to make sure I put my plug in. But that being said, the reason I say that, though, is I think you're going to see more of it because you don't know your team because there's so much change.
Yep.
So the more games you can play on the front end is better. Now, if the NCAA changes and lets you play more secret scrimmages and things like that, maybe you won't. But if it stays, the rules stay the way they are right now, you want to front-load your schedule. You want to play more games. because you really don't know who your team is yet.
And he's still, he has admitted this week, he's still learning about this team's culture.
I don't know what this team is. I sat down, I talked with a couple of the Iowa assistant coaches because I covered enough of their games. And they said, yeah, we like our team. And I said, I like you guys. I said, and they said, what do you think about Wisconsin? I said, guys, I don't necessarily know. I think they're good. But I because the same reason we talked about before the game with, you know, Max Klezmann, John Blackwell, the percentages they're shooting from three. Well, thanks, John, for, you know, pointing that out and help me, you know, say what I was saying, because 6 of 10 tonight, very good. Like, his percentages are going to increase. Max's are going to increase. But, you know, if they continue to do this, the I don't want to say the sky's the limit for this group, but where they can go and what they can do. I mean, they scored 116. Now, I know they made 21 threes, but it was a very, very impressive performance.
Second most points of the game in program history. Wisconsin a winner tonight over the Iowa Hawkeyes, 116-85. When we continue, we'll take a glance at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
National Crime Prevention Council.
Let's get a check of the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. They're at the half in Columbus, Michigan State, which has really been playing good basketball of late, leading Ohio State 37-29. A couple more Big Ten games tomorrow. UCLA will be at Nebraska. Both teams 11-2 overall. And the Michigan Wolverines out west to take on the Trojans of USC. That game will be tomorrow night. The Badgers are back at it on Monday night in Piscataway. A 6 o'clock tip central time as the Badgers take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Wisconsin 116, Iowa 85. The Badgers end up 40 of 62 from the field. Overall, 21 of 31 from three, 15 of 17 at the foul line. Iowa, 48.5% from the field, 9 of 24 from three, 12 of 18 from the foul line. One thing we didn't talk about much was Wisconsin just blitzed Iowa on the boards as well, 37 to 21. Iowa has not been a good rebounding team this season. The Badgers have been solid.
That's how I opened up my breakdown.
Yeah, you should.
I did. And I said 8 offensive rebounds they got. I was being serious.
No, you weren't. You weren't even close.
I mean, do you even listen to what I say? I mean, I opened it up with, I said they got 8 offensive. Dave, did I not say they got 8 offensive rebounds?
But
you weren't listening.
But
you
were laughing.
Hey, let's have a great happy new year.
Dave, did he say something? Who's that? Who's he? who's this guy?
But you are right. I mean, it's one an area that, and I think that's more important. Like the team, even though the start of the game, defensively, a lot of straight line drives.
Yes.
Iowa, you know, right yep. there. It wasn't like Iowa needed to pass and create assists. They just were going by guys. They made that adjustment. Again, they moved the ball 26 assists. Iowa averages 20.5 assists a game. They only had 13 there. Mm-hmm. 14 fast break points. At one point, it was three with, I think, like 8 minutes left in the game.
Yeah.
They averaged 17.5. So everything that Wisconsin needed to do, they still did. We talked about how they guarded Peyton Stanford and Owen Freeman. I mean, between the two of them, they're averaging, quick math there, I mean, 34 points a game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think they had 16 total. So between the two of them. So you look at how they guarded and what they did and how they needed to take it away. Just, again, the made threes and the 116 points – are going to be what's talked about. I even just, you know, put a tweet out there. 116 points. The national media is going to be talking about the Badgers.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, oh,
offense
this is
sells.
Right?
Offense.
That's what it is.
Not your daddy's Badgers.
Correct. Yeah, right? Yeah. It's going to be all throughout. And that's great. I mean, that's anytime, you know, this Badger program has a chance to be talked about nationally because of, you know, kind of change the narrative, mm-hmm. which, whatever. I mean, mm-hmm. That's going to be what that's going to be. I look at defensively. You hold Iowa's two best players to 16-point total points.
That's big time.
You know what I mean? You limit them to 13 fast break points. You limit them to only 13 assists. Like, all those things that needed to be checked were checked.
Greg Gard making his way out here, so we'll hold it. And it'll be interesting. It's just fun to watch Big Ten basketball. Iowa's next game, they'll be on the home floor against Nebraska, which is a team that's been playing some pretty
good defense.
Been
playing better. They had a really good holiday tournament in Hawaii.
You mentioned Peyton Sanford, 2 points tonight.
Well, he's going to
be lighting it up.
It was just a bad night, too. A lot of it was Wisconsin's defense, but if I'm Nebraska, I'm going to throw three people on Peyton Sanford because he's going to let that thing fly.
Yes, he will. Coach Gard joining us here courtside. We'll let him settle in here as the Badgers defeat the Iowa Hawkeyes 116-85, the second most points ever in a game scored by Wisconsin men's basketball, 120 back in 1967 against SMU.
Before my time.
I was a mere child back then.
Yeah,
and
it was just a
nobody else on this
twinkle
table
in
was
my
born.
Dad's eyes.
That's right. But you know what Butchie has been raving about as you made your way over here, you know, on a night where you score 116 points.
The 8 offensive rebounds. No. Go ahead, I'm trying.
Peyton Sanford had 2.
Yeah. That's what I just talked to the team about. Terrific scorer. You get him 1 for 9, Harding 3 for 8, and, you know, we finally figured out Josh Dix. You know, we had to change some
good,
stuff at the ball
he?
Screens. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
He gets that mid-range. So
yeah,
I really think he might be one of the best mid-range shooters in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he does so well.
Exactly. And, you know, he goes 6 for 8 in the first half. And the back half of the first half, I thought we did a better job. Kamari got on him, got into him a little bit, and we changed the big coverage on the ball screen, got out, got after him a little bit, and got him off his comfort zone. But, yeah, I mean, you don't have – I thought Illinois shot it well last night when I looked at that box score, and then we come in and do this. I mean, you – So I told the team, I talked about the defensive component and how we shared the ball because there's nights, you know, might go 4 for 31. But obviously that's happy for these guys. Maybe practice is overrated. Take 11 days off more often.
Well, I mean, we'd be fine with that.
If you want that big gap at Christmas
that's
time,
that's okay with us. Yeah.
So, it was proud of how the guys responded and practiced well. So it's good that they come out and play well.
It's one of those things we talked about. Obviously, the narrative is going to be a Badger scored 116. That's what people are going to be talking about in the nation, which is great. That's fantastic. When I said you guys checked all the boxes, this is a team in Iowa that scores 17.5 fast break points a game. Yeah, they have 13, but they had 3 of them with like 8 minutes left in the game. Like, you guys did everything you needed to do there. You guarded Peyton Sanford. You guarded Owen Freeman. They averaged 34. They only scored 16 combined, those two.
Right.
Like, everything that you guys needed to do, you out-rebounded them. Like, that's the thing that's not going to be talked about enough.
Right. It was more than just making threes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you controlled the game in other areas, and that's, you know, that's this group. I think the depth of it, the combinations are feeling more and more comfortable with each other on the floor, and obviously, you know, you see the shooting is contagious. I mean, it's see them start going in, and
especially when you share the ball.
Ball.
There's some power within that basketball.
I mean,
when you make
Klesman
that extra
made
pass.
One, made a pass. You know, made the one more when he could have shot it to Kamari in the corner in front of our bench, and just those things. When the game was in hand, and they still continue to play that way. Where sometimes you start when the game's in hand, you start trying to get yours, and this group doesn't do that. They don't have the selfish mindset, and we wouldn't allow it if we saw it or smelt it, but that's just a credit to our players.
You've kind of touched on the answer to the next question I had, because at the half, your guys give up 43 points, but you're up 11. Mm-hmm. I mean, normally, like 43 points given up, that's going to be some paint peeling conversations in the locker room. But you're up 11. I mean, as a staff, I mean, were you still, as like Butchie was saying, were you still checking as the half was progressing, enough of the boxes?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about, you know, if you look through Iowa's box scores, high first half shooting percentages are the norm. They really have been blistering, and you have to score to keep pace. They just have too many pieces and play at a pace where you have to go score points, and that's a And it's a microcosm of where the game is right now. Yeah. But, you know, they shoot 59% the first half, 38% the second. You know, and we go from 61 to 71. So we took a jump. But I think that's the defensive things was talked about. We talked about transition defense. We talked about the ball screens that we adjusted in the back, you know, the last 8 minutes of the first half. And we want to keep going. We're not taking our foot off the gas here. Let's keep the pressure on, because with how they play and the power of the three ball, you know, leads can be erased fast. So we didn't want to get complacent. We want to continue to play a complete game.
Final thought here, John Blackwell with a career high 32 points. But I would imagine just, you know, the way he views things, yeah, the points are great. The last three games, though, 15 assists, just 2 turnovers.
Yeah.
This role is new for him. But day by day, you feeling good about the path that he is on.
Yeah, I think he's
right
getting
now.
More comfortable. I think the teammates on the floor with him are more comfortable. You know, he's moving the ball. It comes out of his hands on the pass. He's seeing things faster, quicker, earlier than maybe what he did earlier in the year. And, you know, he plays pretty efficient. I mean, we minimize how many mid-range he can take, but he's our best mid-range shooter. Mm-hmm. He's our version of, you know, you talk about what Josh Dix does for them. John has that same type of talent, but, you know, that's a pretty efficient line when you're, you know, you get 32 points on 22 shots, concluding the free throws.
I love the 8 rebounds from him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just where it's at.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's another part that wasn't talked about, but you guys dominated the boards.
Right. I mean, he's a complete player. Yeah. That's why he played for us as a freshman last year, because he didn't have to score 32, but he did all those other things for us.
Well, go enjoy this one. Congrats, and we'll see you Monday.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us courtside as Wisconsin defeats Iowa 116-85. The Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Famous Worst Mockers Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, you bet.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
The Ford Dealers postgame show rolls on. The Badgers 116, Iowa 85 here tonight. Now it's on to Rutgers. That's going to be interesting. We'll see what Dylan Harper's status.
Well, I think that's the biggest question. Exactly. Yeah. That's the biggest question. If you know, you look at what Rutgers has done, but Dylan Harper's been huge for them. So if he doesn't play, it's a huge advantage for Wisconsin. Did not play last game against Indiana.
He and Ace Bailey, the two of the highest regarded freshmen coming into college basketball this season, both are Scarlet Knights. Ace Bailey had 39 last night. He is rail thin, but really he's like 6'10", 200, but a scoring machine.
And the problem, one of the problems for Rutgers has been their interior defense. In Nolan Winter, we didn't talk about him hardly, but another really good performance by Nolan as well.
Yeah, he had 18 points, 8 rebounds. Stephen Crowell, 14 and 7. Here tonight. Yeah. So
again, good performances by the bigs.
Yep.
That hasn't really, that gets lost on the 3-point shooting, and a lot of things will get lost. All you have to do is go on Twitter right now, and the college basketball world is talking about 116, but there's a lot of other good things that were done by this Badger team that won't be talked about.
Yeah, but the Badgers know that they continue to build on that. You got Rutgers Monday. You got Minnesota coming here a week from tonight. And then after that, another home game against Ohio State. So an opportunity to build a little something here. But as we've seen in college basketball, good teams can have rough nights. Iowa had one tonight. Oregon on the home floor had one last night. So buckle up, enjoy this one, and then look forward to Monday night when the Badgers take on Rutgers. We'll take one more break, back to wrap things up in 60 seconds. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
That was a night if Brian Butch was in uniform. He'd have dropped 30 tonight. 116.
I would have got 30 shots up. I know that.
116-85. The Badgers defeat Iowa. Yeah, you'd have taken your share, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
That was fun tonight. Fun to get back at it here, too.
It is always fun. So, yeah. Absolutely.
And the best part, you didn't have to wear a pie. What? Me, it was Charlie.
Two great minds think alike there. No, correct. Exactly. I don't have to drive home and pie. It's good.
How did you get that clean? Yeah, send a bill to Scott Silvestri.
I should.
He won't mind. He's not even in town. So Badgers a winner tonight over Iowa, 116-85. That'll do it for us. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Monday night when the Badgers take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Baby, if feeding keeps you from walking out that door, ain't
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Just when you needed me. nothing happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Baby does the hanky panky.
News
News Hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Travel in vain. Take me to the hotel, bag it, gone.
force to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded.
It's all around you. So follow me. Hey, come on, baby. Follow me. I'm the Pied Piper. Follow me. I'm the Pied Piper. And I'll show you where it's at. Come on, baby. Can't you see? I'm the Pied Piper. Trust in me. To move, hey babe, what are you trying to prove? It ain't true that your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.